Paul had everything worked in today. That was really fun. Curveball was really good. His, his tone changeups, we need to get him off the fastball and locating the fastball well at the top and the bottom of the zone. So his cutter was moving a lot today, too. I mean, it was he had every weapon in his arsenal today, and he saw the results. We just unfortunately couldn't scrape across anything. He's a pitcher, and he works. He has the ability to repeat his delivery. He has the ability to compete, and he is a bulldog. He is somebody who fights. He's somebody who wants the ball, and he wants to go the distance every single time he goes out there. And you can't quantify that. You can't quantify his desire and his will. He's a winner. He's a gamer. But his work, every day he comes in and it's meticulous and he wants to be perfect, and that's what you see. You see somebody who's going to have a consistent season in the way he goes about his business.
Did you catch previously
when you were here? No, that's the first time I've ever caught Paul today. Maybe in like a spring training game sometime before, back in the day, but the first time we've ever worked together in a game.
I don't know how well you knew him before, like in his early years with these guys, but has he become a different pitcher at all? Is there anything that's kind of elevated him this year compared to his previous?
I think for me, everything's gotten sharper. I think he's learned how to throw his pitches better. He's always had the ability to make pitches. He's always had the ability to command the fastball, but now he's everything's sharper than it was from what I remember. I think I faced him back in 2019. And this stuff wasn't near as sharp as it is right now. And so there's bite on that curveball, there's bite on that cutter, and the changeups and fastball play off each other really well. So he's really good.
Obviously, we'll have one more start before the All-Star break. But Cox has mentioned him as a possible candidate for that. I'm sure the numbers speak for himself, but does he look like this?
I mean, without knowing his exact numbers, yes. He's been our rock all year. He's been our steady Eddie. And, Frankie's been great, too. I can't not mention him in this. But Paul has been Mr. Consistency. He's been the guy that we know every single time he's on the mound. We have a great chance of winning that day, and he's given us that opportunity more often than not. So I 100% believe he should be in L.A. here in a couple weeks, and hopefully everybody else feels the same. Yeah, I mean, obviously we wanted it a little more outside, but AJ threw a great 97-mile-an-hour fastball at the bottom of the zone, and he came off the bench to his credit and scooped it and got it out. Tip your cap. It was, like I said, maybe if in a perfect world, yeah, would I love it to be in a different spot, but I'm not going to ever fault AJ for throwing a 97-mile-an-hour fastball at the bottom of the zone to a guy coming off the bench. That was a tip your cap to Justin Upton. He's been doing it for a long time, so not surprised when he does it.
Kirby's been pretty, tough to hit against this team, against a lot of teams. What was he doing today?
He had a really good fastball today. It was, plays up from the miles per hour that you see. He's got really good extension, and he lives at the top of the zone. And threw just enough curveballs to kind of keep us out, keep us honest. And his changeup's a pretty good pitch, too, when it's located. So anytime you stay out of the middle of the plate and you've got three-plus pitches like that, he throws the slider to righties as well. So four pitches that... they got some good young arms over there, and he's one of them. So twice now we've seen him, and he was better today than he was in Oakland, I thought, last time we saw him. So that fastball is real.